Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. The late night anger management class has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bust'em and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's the Wicked Wednesday, and we're kicking it on Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. You know how we roll on the Wicked Wednesdays. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will step up, and then we'll find out what's in Cam's bag. We'll find out what else Cam does not like to be called. We'll break it down with Ian Cameron. We'll talk more NFL football futures, college football futures, FedEx golf playoffs, and everything else in between, including Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani is the first American League pitcher to homer and toss eight innings since John Garland in 2006, June 18th. And I thought it was going to be like since Babe Ruth or something like that. But listen, Ohtani's amazing. And if I hear one more time, though, I'm really going to start punching people. I'm going to snap, man, about Ohtani. Well, you know, only if he spoke English. And what? Number one, he does. But number two, like, and what if he spoke English? Like, we hear this, like, everybody says that. Oh, you know what? He'd be even bigger if he spoke English. Would he? Mike Trout speaks English. All right? The fish is more famous than Mike Trout is. Like, nobody knows who the hell Mike Trout is. Guy speaks English. Clayton Kershaw speaks English. Mookie Betts speaks English. Oh, only if Mookie Betts spoke Spanish, right? Maybe he'd be more popular. It's such a stupid take. Like, oh, if he spoke English. I don't know. Maybe the fact doesn't matter what language he speaks. Baseball isn't a language. It's a sport. All right? Baseball doesn't speak a language. What do you mean speak English? What, because you speak English? He should speak English? Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe he thinks English people are stupid. Like, you know what I mean? And that's all. If he's, oh, like, can we hear this? Like, everyone. Well, if he spoke English, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., if he spoke English, he could market him more. Market what? What baseball player is marketed? Who's marketed that speaks English? Mike Trout, supposedly the greatest player ever. I don't know. They never win. He's hurt all the time, but he's the greatest player of all time, right? I don't know. Mike Trout. Seems like the Angels aren't any worse without him anytime, but he speaks English. Does anybody know who the hell Mike Trout is? No. They did a Q brand name of athletes. So a Q rating for you idiots out there. I'm bringing it tonight. Just sit down. So a Q rating basically is, what's your brand name like? You know, have people heard of you? Kenneth Faried, the NBA scrub, has a higher Q rating than Mike Trout, the baseball player. The most famous baseball player is Derek Jeter still. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pinch, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. We're breaking it down. We're talking football. We're talking baseball. And, yes, we're even talking golf this evening. Let's start off on the diamond. Man, the New York Mets won, and oh, no, Steve Cohen, their owner, is going to think because he called them out that it actually mattered and stuff. But, no, it didn't, and it's stupid of you to call them out. You know, Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, the new owner of the Mets, one of the reasons why people like him is because he's like a fan, right? Like, he's on Twitter during every game, and he, you know, he acts like a fan does, but I don't know. How about you act like an owner since you're not a fan? How about you act like an owner? This guy's a hedge fund portfolio stock guy, because I'm sure if he has a couple of bad days of stocks, right, and the stocks go down, he needs his people telling him he sucks on Twitter, right? Right, like, you know, whatever, dude, they won today, but that won't go down good, I'm telling you. I guarantee you the Met players are having a couple of drinks going, you see this? You see this guy ripping us on Twitter? Really? Like, that's the way it goes now? Oh, I thought you were all buddy-buddy with us, right? No, you're buddy-buddy. You'll be our buddy when we win, but if we're losing, then it's them. I can't believe they're not productive. Sean McVay does that. That's why, you know what? I'd like nothing better to see, and nothing against Matt Stafford, because I think Matt Stafford's a good guy, but I like to see the LA Rams crash and freaking burn this year, right? Sean McVay's the king of that. Well, they didn't execute. I don't know. Bill Belichick threw a zone at your sorry ass, and you never adjusted. Was that Jared Goff's fault, or was it the play calling, coach, right? They fired Wade Phillips after the Super Bowl. I don't know, the same Super Bowl that was like the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history. I know, it must have been the defensive coordinator's fault, McVay, right? You know, whatever, you get a lot of these dudes, you know, billionaire guys, narcissists and stuff. It's never their fault. It's everybody else. They can win with anybody. Look at Bill Belichick, right? Bill Belichick's ego got the best of him. He said, you know what, let Brady go. I'll win without him. Wrong! Brady won. You didn't. What you got? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company's softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice.
who's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
You think you know, but you don't.
Yeah, the problem is Mo's going to screw you. Like, if the Jets win, he's going to say you meant the Giants. And if the Giants win, he's going to say you meant the Jets. You can't trust Mo Sislak. Late night anger management class. I like how her college fund is $23. It's like Cam's dinner, $23. The raging redhead.
Less Cam tonight. Stewart.
Less after tonight. Yeah, less.
How was that bailout game?
Margarine.
Honest to God. Tonight. Hey, here's a tip. When things go bad, like when Gambler says it's not your day, you should listen. You don't try to fight back with big double up plays and stuff. How's the St. Louis Cardinals doing? That was a good one. Gabe had them plus 1.5, 2. They go to extra innings and lose by 2. That's the way things go. When things go bad, they go real bad. But golf's been great. So I'm not screwing around with any other sports or whatever like this. I'm throwing it all in on golf. This is what we're doing this week. Putting it all in on the Northern Trust. Let's rock.
And the CFL tomorrow.
Yeah, and the CFL. Friday. Actually, CFL's been good, too. But I got to lay off baseball. This was a slap in the face today to stop doing what I was doing. It was a good ride for a while, but, today was a disaster.
You'll be all right. Let's take you don't even need to take a couple of days off because you know you're betting baseball tomorrow.
It's debatable. It's debatable. Might put a parlay together.
Don't you like secretly wish? You'd be like, man, I wish like it was an off day for everybody. That's what you need. Like, it's good. Like when the league is shut down for a day or something, it's like, good. I don't have to make a decision today. Nobody's
yeah, home run derby day or something. Yeah, you know, I'm with you. That would have been nice, but that's not the world we live in, Gabe. It's just one of those ones. You press the button and you live with the consequences. Today, the consequences bit back hard.
So what's the deal with that? Did the Cardinals have an early lead too?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yep. 3-0. Mm-hmm. They threw it all away. Milwaukee tied it up. And then in extra innings, they won by 2. Not just one. Just needed them to win by 1, but by 2. That was the final straw.
Hey, you know what? We you know, it's amazing, Cam, because I'm at the edge here myself. I'm just tired of everything, like, nothing's easy in today's society with anybody, you know, anything. And here I'm looking at the box score, Cam. We talk about this stuff, right? I'm looking at the box score here in the game. And I see that the Cardinals scored one run in the second inning and then one run in the 10th, but nothing else. Like, that's their box score.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, guys, like, somebody's getting paid for this, you know? We, you know, like, people can't even spell universities like properly anymore. Like, names, like we just the level of it's amazing to me. It's just so frustrating, Cam. Sometimes I look for something and I'm like, God, can't even get it right, huh? Like, you look at a box score and I can't even get the box score.
No.
Right. Chiron box score, starting quarterbacks, you name it. Nobody knows anything.
Buddy, I used to do Chiron. I used to do Chiron. I'm going to say I don't want to throw anybody under the bus at our network. If I did that, like, I'd be reprimanded. I remember when I first started in the business, I clipped highlights. Then I did overnight reads on, like, two-minute sports packs. And then I learned Chiron. I was in that booth. And every Chiron button had a number. If you screwed up a spelling or anything like that, you would get, like, I mean, like, yelled at the way coaches used to yell at us hockey and make us bag skate. Now, it's like, guys don't even, like, what did we say when a guy spelt it wrong? Okay, well. Spell it this way. It's a U, not an E or whatever the hell it is, right? It's a different world, though, Gabe. That's the way it is.
I remember Garner, like, nearly strangling someone for spelling.
Yeah.
He said, if you tell that kid if he F's up one more time, he's done.
I'm with Garner. I'm with Garner, though.
Spelling.
It's a job.
Spelling. It was like, right? Yeah, like, well, you got one job. Spell it. Like, it's just the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you got one job to do the damn box score. Do the damn box score. Like, do it right. And we see it all the time. They put runs up, they take runs off. You don't know anything anymore. You don't know what you're getting, as they say. All right, so the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart.
I'm actually taking it quite well. Actually, no, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I passed out tonight, right? So I had some dinner, and I went to sleep. I slept through my alarm, whatever. So I just woke up, like, for the show. Like, I was, like, 12:08 or whatever. And I check that St. Louis game, and I went, what the? I just woke up and went, what the? I had to look at it twice. I'm like, this, you got to be kidding me. Here we go. But we move forward, Gabe. This is the way life is, right? You're gonna cash in. You're gonna get smoked, and we keep on fighting another day. So it's golf this week.
Yeah. It's all right. So it's golf time, and they're in Jersey City. So I hope the golfers don't go too far from their hotel and the golf course. It won't end well.
No.
I don't think Bryson's going to be walking into a 7-Eleven though tonight in Jersey City, is he?
No.
Probably not. Probably not. So this is the playoffs. So what's the deal? The playoffs are three tournaments, right?
Yeah. I used to actually, when it first came out, I was kind of like you with some stuff. I go, this is the stupidest cash grab thing. I got more problem with the guys getting paid for their likeness. Like that story that happened last week about Matthew Wolf. Guy didn't even do anything. He got $1 million for this, you know, the social media popularity crap story that came out.
Honestly,
I want to punch that. I am so bitter about that. What? So a guy, he's a cool golfer compared to a boring golfer, and he's going to get
sucks.
Extra money? Gabe, I'm going to tell you something. How about you get paid for what you do? You finish 52nd, you get a 52nd paycheck. You finish third, you get a third paycheck. I don't care about you and swimsuit models, what you do on the side, you jerk. I don't care. It's ridiculous, you clowns. It's unbelievable. Okay, if you want more money, you're already rich. So put more money in more tournaments then. Spread it around. Give it to the guys on the mini tours in Latin America, Hooters tour. You know, like, give me a break.
Inner cities.
Yes, inner cities golf game plans.
Even I saw golfers saying, why are we giving this money to kids to play golf?
Yes.
They're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, like what? So Matthew Wolf Instagram? Can have another extra couple million dollars in his bank account when he didn't
Instagram?
Make a cut? Yeah, it's such a joke, man. That story really pissed me off. I'm like, you're right. There's a lot of poor kids that probably their dads, you know, they want to get their kids out playing golf, and it's a good sport. If you learn how to play it, a lot of deals are getting done on the course, and maybe you can improve your life. Instead, these rich pricks, these guys are going around just getting richer and richer for doing nothing, really, and not giving anything back. I will say a lot of guys on tour, though, they do give to charity, but some of them are greedy, and they just bag the money. But that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Social media influence paycheck. Shut up.
Get ready, Matthias. I think just get the pen ready and the time. I think there might be a bomb coming at some point in time here.
Nah, I will. I'll keep it clean.
It's all right.
You agree with me, though. Like, Gabe, it's the stupidest thing ever. Like, you're telling me, so what, you're a popular golfer? Well, people clicked on you, so you're going to get extra money? You get money through results. That's the way this is the world we're living in.
This is just sort of what we were talking about.
Yeah,
I see one of my favorite golf writers, Kyle Porter, has a column here. Bryson DeChambeau, lacking a firm grasp on humility, continues to affect his game and public image. It's true. And he says humility and professional sports are seemingly incongruent. This is especially true when it comes to golf. The arrogance necessary to truly believe that you are indeed better than the other 155 elite golfers in the field does not mesh well with the humility often required to be beloved in the public eye. But I don't know what Bryson's problem is. Like, I'm not a psychiatrist.
You know what his problem is? I'll tell you what his problem is. Guy wants to do everything different, and he's stubborn. But the problem is, Gabe, when you're hitting the ball 500 yards the other way, you have to wait for people to find the ball and do all the other stuff. So all the other golfers, like, get a move on you, jerk.
He doesn't seem to accept responsibility that to me. That's
correct.
His thing. It's always someone else.
But that's his fault. Yeah.
Everyone else should wait for me while I put my ball 80 yards in the woods here.
Exactly.
Right?
And that pisses people off.
I'm going to walk behind your live interview on the Golf Network now.
Right? Yep.
Like,
that's it.
That was a douche move, man. It really was.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
The late-night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. 6XM Channel 204. Talking about Bryson and his delusions of grandeur. And this is a classic example in which, so you remember at the U.S. Open, guys, 44 on the back nine at the U.S. Open. He said after, Cam, unfortunately, I had bad break after bad break happen. You can't shoot a 44, bro, and have bad break after. Just say you sucked. Like, you know what I mean? Like just say, you know what, I sucked. Remember, it's Cobra's fault. It's this fault. It's everyone's fault.
Cobra, yeah, my driver sucks. This bad sucks. Break. Everybody sucks. Bad break. You know what? Golf, the sport should be called Bad Breaks, the Bad Break Tour. There's happens every single week. Guys hit balls into spike marks.
Not to mention, he blames his caddy all the time, too. Hey,
trust me, that caddy one day is going to grab one of those Cobra clubs and wrap it around his neck like a cobra. Like, you know what I mean? He's going to absolutely strike. No, seriously. It's actually funny, Gabe, this week mentioning caddies. I never talked about it. Tiger Woods is very, very, you know, tight with his caddy. Interestingly enough, he lent his caddy to Patrick Cantlay. So I guess Tiger Woods and Cantlay. Cantlay's kind of a chill guy. He's very like non-sociable. Very would rather not do an introvert. But him and Tiger get along, and I respect Patrick Cantlay. Yeah. Jack Nicklaus is a big fan, and I like his game.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Tiger Woods has always been a swinger. He doesn't mind sharing.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's cool, though, because he's really, like, you know, was what happened with Stevie Williams and stuff. So I think that's good for Patrick Cantlay. Like, Joe LaCava is a very good caddy.
I know, very good. I hear that. I think that was a great joke that I just dropped, personally.
That was good. It was swingers, yeah. That was a good joke, yeah.
But, well, one thing about Tiger sharing his caddy, whatever. Tiger's, like, all pilled up on a couch right now. It's not like he's playing.
It's true. No, you're right. And eventually the caddy has to make money. But I think, no, but the thing is, Gabe,
is
in that relationship.
Tiger's butler, Cam?
No.
Is he his butler as well?
No, but Joe LaCava comes over to Tiger's mansion and stuff and goes, hey, Tiger, like, you know what I mean? You've been good to me. You know, you're not stiffing me, whatever. He probably gave him a little bit extra, but said, listen, here's the deal. You got to pay me. Yeah, sorry. Bring Babano in.
I didn't realize. I don't even know. Is he with us? I'm so used to.
Yeah, he's here.
Late.
Yeah.
I heard him in the green room. Yeah.
What's up?
In the green room.
Radar patch. Good work. Radar patch on our switchboard. All right. What's up, Babano? Thanks for joining us in a timely fashion tonight. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I haven't watched a single golf event this year wondering, where's Tiger Woods? I mean, I've adjusted to life in the PGA without Tiger. Hopefully everybody else has, too.
Wow, bringing some heat.
He's not going to play again. Don't worry about it. Everyone thinks this guy's going to have him get majors. This guy can't walk. He'll be very fortunate to be playing on the senior tour. If everybody's dreaming about Tiger Woods coming back in this miracle fashion again, well, I think you're crazy. And that Masters win was the best hurrah for him anyway. It was almost like, you know, this is it, and I'll see you guys later on down the line. He can't play with these guys right now in his body condition. No way.
Will you get a Tiger Woods tattoo on your ass if he wins the Masters again?
That's one tournament he can win. If he wins any other major, okay, know what I'll do, Gabe?
Because
if he wins a U.S. Open or a PGA, if he wins a U.S. Open or a PGA Championship, I'll get a Tiger Woods tattoo on my ass.
No, no, don't admit that.
Actually, I don't want to do that.
No, no, you don't have to. I just put
thank you.
Don't admit that.
Watch him do it too.
No, you have to get a Babano tattoo. Nice slick back hair.
Whoa!
Right on your arm, Babano. Hey, right
or a picture of Babano in like a top hat and a Tiger jersey, a Tiger Cats jersey. Yeah, I'd rather have a Babano tattoo, for sure.
Oh, that's nice, Cam. Thank you.
It's okay, buddy.
Although it's looking like a one-off when he won that Masters. You're right. I mean, he knows that track, Augusta, like the back of his hand. He's played it so many times, and then everything. It seems like that's just the final. You know, icing on the cake to the career.
Look how he won. The kids in the arm, you know, it was like the big comeback. They parted the sea for him. It was like golf Jesus. Like, it was like one of those moments. It's never going to be replicated, but people think he's coming back. I highly doubt it.
I don't know. I don't want to doubt the guy.
I don't either. Like, the thing is, he's proven doubters wrong before, Gabe, but here's the thing. With the body type and the surgeries that you have and how much force and the way these young guys hit the ball now, he's old. Like, he's like us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's not a young guy. He's late 40s now, right? So things have changed.
You're right. It'll be interesting. You think, I don't know if it's an automatic that Tiger plays on the senior tour. Like, Phil Mickelson's the type of guy that
loves money.
He loves it. He'll love beating these old dudes and stuff and just he'll be calling, "Hey, Amy, I'm killing these guys." You know what I mean? Like, is he still with Amy? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. But
I don't think so either.
He needs a lot of money. So, yeah, he will call Amy and said, "I want another $200,000 this week." So, check's Amy's, in the mail.
Amy's check is due. You're right. I'm sure it's a pretty big one.
Yes.
So, but you know what I mean? Like, Phil Mickelson, and also, like, Phil's a grinder. Like, I don't think Tiger would only do something, I think, if he knew he would be the best at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great point. He played major.
Tiger was like, if Tiger played in the senior and he knew, he's like, "I'm going to kill these guys." But if Tiger knows, "Man, I'm done. I can't barely bend over. I can't do this." Mm-hmm. Tiger ain't going to play on the senior tour just to suck. And
I agree with that.
That used to be good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't see that happening. You know what I mean? Like, Phil Mickelson still has it at 50. The guy just won a major this year.
I know. He's amazing.
Tiger can't stay. Like, some people say you can't stay on the field, you can't stay healthy. Tiger can't stop crashing his car. The guy has more car crashes than Ace Frehley. He takes more pills than Ace Frehley.
Yeah, yeah. It's you're
and
right.
Ace Frehley's labeled a big, crazy loser drug addict, and Tiger Woods is playing golf with Jim Nance right now.
Exactly.
It's this crazy world we live in.
That's
man.
You said it, Marazzi. It's all perception, right? I just read some story that Gene Simmons kicked David Lee Roth off his tour, too, because he said he wasn't, like, up to snuff, you know? He said didn't like to see Diamond Dave in his condition. I hope you still go out there and deliver there,
I love
buddy.
Diamond Dave, but...
Yeah, he's
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave's done.
You gotta take a seat, Dave.
Yeah, no, I saw a picture of him. It was like, God dang, like, he looked like a grandpa.
He's had better days.
It was tough, yeah.
The thing is... He's still a funny guy and everything. Like, and he had a show on Sirius, and, like, he's a funny dude. Like,
I like
what
him.
He does is good. Mm-hmm. But you're, like, nearly 70 years old. You're not David Lee Roth anymore. There's the funniest video ever. He's a tough son of a bitch, though. It was one of the last performances. I think it's his last show with one of his last times ever with Eddie. And they're on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Should ask Sal about it. So on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they're outdoors. And David Lee Roth is into mixed martial arts and stuff, right? So David Lee Roth got, like, sort of these nunchuck type things. He's, like, swinging these things. He broke his own nose, long story short. He hit himself in the face. And then there's blood gushing everywhere. They're on national television. They're on
amazing.
National television. Yeah, but he's like, you can see him. He's like, oh. And you can see him and he tries to go. But the thing is with David Lee Roth is, if you look good, if you're an old rock star and you look good, you can get away with just pointing the mic in the crowd. Let me hear you, everybody. Right? And you sort of dance along and you sort of fake it. If you don't look good and you can't sing, it's a bad combo.
Yes, it is.
So, It's like, dude.
How do the Rolling Stones keep surviving then all these years? Because they're just the Rolling Stones people.
No, Babano, Mick Jagger still has it, bro. He still has it.
Children's blood.
These guys made a deal with the devil. Trust me. Mick Jagger's still strutting around out there. He can go down to Manhattan and, like, slay a lady and, you know, at a piano bar today.
He's like 78 years old. He's in better shape than all of us.
Exactly. I'm huffing and puffing watching the Cardinal game, flipping out, and Mick Jagger's doing cartwheels.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, trust me.
Take you, me, or Babano, me, Cameron Babano, and say, all right, you don't even have to sing. Just, you got to copy everything that Mick Jagger does for 90 minutes on the stage. We wouldn't make it. We'd be like running from one side
we'd be dead.
To the other.
I can't even, I can't even get through game time decisions. You see me at the end of that show, I got like black eyes and I'm sweating and my hair's all over the place. I'm sitting in a chair. You see what this guy does, Babano? No, trust me, the Rolling Stones are
different. No, I agree with that. Don't be fooled by the slim frame for me, Cam. I mean, my cardiovascular level stinks. I mean, I couldn't.
Oh, I'm not saying you're good at all. No, Babano. Like, I could still run 100 meters and do that stuff. I'm just saying, like, you know, like at the end of our show, I sit down and go, wow, I feel like I got beaten up. But we're not even in McJagger's league. McJagger would punch Gary Player in the face and say, shut up. I do 500 push-ups before you hit the alarm clock, you jerk.
You're right. Gary Player would talk smack to Mick Jagger. I do more push-up. He goes, I do more women before you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Gary, you think you're slaying chicks at the country club? Like, did you see me last night? You were still snoring while I was, exactly. I had three in bed. Yeah, Gary needs to relax.
Gary Smith in our chat says Mick Jagger would close my mom in 10 seconds.
Yes, he would. Like, Mick Jagger's like, hello, hello. It's next thing you know, oh, my God, my pants are off. Like, what did this guy do? He's like a magician. It's true. No else is like that, Gabe. No else. My brother told me he saw in concert that still had it. I'm not sure. Like, still, these guys are special breeds, man. Like Steven Tyler. My brother said he was jumping off amps, doing flips, all sorts of stuff. That guy's a wild man.
Yeah, but you notice, man, he looks weird. He looks like Jennifer Lopez. Now.
Yeah, he does. Actually, it's good fusion.
His face
is
all morphed into
too much surgery.
Yeah, but bad. A little too feminine surgery, too.
Like,
I don't know if you went to the same doctor as Caitlyn Jenner. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
That's what you want, but...
Too much nip and tuck. Yeah, too much.
Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know, man. Like, you got, like... I can't tell who's J-Lo, and I can't tell who's Tyler anymore.
It's a good point. He kind of looks like he's morphing into a poodle with Jennifer Lopez in there. Yeah, big parlay. It's an issue.
It's actually turned me off Jennifer Lopez. One of those deals.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I can't look at
Never look at her the same again.
I can't, Babano. I look at
Steven Tyler.
Look at Steven Tyler. Nightmare.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
I just love that she calls him a mental patient.
Mental patient, yeah.
A hillbilly or a chimpanzee to his face. It's too good. Rage. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Yeah, as we stated, I'm still disturbed, man, by that Steven Tyler image. And I like Steven Tyler, but that's the thing. It's almost to the point, like I said, if you ever need to slow things down, you're in an amorous situation. And you need to slow things down. Just think of Steven Tyler or Hillary Clinton, and it'll work every time. The new Steven Tyler. It's really crazy too. Like you said, Babana, that guy, like, guy's had a lot of nips and tucks, man. One too many, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually like scary.
I don't understand how people. You know, I guess I've been told by people, like, once you get it done, it's kind of addictive. But the problem is, it's like John Travolta. Like, he's got plastic face. Wouldn't you just rather be an old guy than look like a freak? Like, it's just one of those things. You. Like,
yeah, Wayne Newton in Vegas, same thing.
Yeah,
get the face cam. I can see you as an old guy. Get the face pulled back.
I'd look like a freak.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
You look like Carrot Top. Look at Carrot Top. That guy used to look normal. Like, he's scary, that guy. Like,
know what it
if
is?
If I did acid, like, I'd be scared of Carrot. Like, I'd be scared straight of Carrot. Like, I don't even want to meet Carrot Top.
No.
Like, if I saw Carrot Top in a casino, I'd walk the other way. I'd be like, I'm not going near that guy, man.
Know what it is, too? A lot of the time, I agree with you. And the thing is, when you get that work done, it does weird stuff. Like, it's like a permanent, like, anger face. Like, you see his eyebrows are pointed. Yeah. Like, it's like, it'd be, that's what it is. It's not like you get your regular face.
Big cam.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, he's always, he just looks like he wants to, like, absolutely, like, put a bullet in you, right? That's the thing. Like, I look at these guys. All these guys who've got major work done, they have that face of like, because that's the thing, your face is turned to plastic, right? So it's usually,
it's like you'll break your skin if you're trying to
frozen.
Smile.
That's the thing, you're frozen in anger and your eyebrows go all like cartoons, they turn into triangles, like it's craziness. Yeah, no, Carrot Top scares me too, Gabe. He's a menace to society, that guy. He's tough.
He's a mess. There's some scary.
He's like, yeah, freak show. Yeah.
I just hit in. Men who had too much plastic surgery, it's scary, man. There's some scary stuff out there. There's some scary stuff. Babano's ageless. He doesn't need it. All right. So let's go to Jersey City. Are we ready?
Yeah, I think we can get her going. Where do you want to start today? You want to start anything? Dealer's choice.
Let's start with Babano's golf guy.
Yeah, I like that too. I like to hear Babano. He always puts
a little Northern Trust action, huh?
Yes.
You trust the golf guy. All right. I like that. All right, Northern Trust Open. It's a lot of long shots again. Hey, he doesn't mind going for the value, this guy. Webb Simpson, 30-1. Brandon Grace, 100-1. Kevin Streelman, 100-1. Jason Kokrak, 80-1. Gary Woodland, 150-1. He missed the cut last week, but you know, he likes him to bounce back here. And Russell Knox, 400-1. He struggled for a very, very long time, but he put forth a very, very good final three rounds in his most recent tournament, has had some success on this course, and apparently this price, based on the what he saw at the end of the last tournament he was in, is worth it at 400-1. So Russell Knox for a big, big bomb, long shot.
What do you think, Cam, of the Babano's guys' picks?
I got a few of them. The thing is, with this course, too, it's not necessarily going to be, you know, a chalk guy. But the thing is, there's so many quality guys in the field. You know, it's going to be one of those guys. Like, I'm going to start hunting, though. Babano, like, his Webb Simpson pick is only, like, 30-1 on fan. So, other than that,
not
like,
bad, yeah.
No, he goes for it. But I have Kokrak, but I'll give you
Let me ask you, though, Cam.
Mm-hmm.
What's the playoff format, though? So, because I know it's sort of weighted, and we talked about if you win the first one, you just end up winning more money, and that's what it's about. But are they trying to be like, all right, I'm happy I'm top 10 in this one, and if I move
some
on,
guys,
or are they gunning to for the win? Like, how, like, how, what's the strategy of golfers? Is everyone
actually
trying to win, or guys, yeah, is it almost like the NASCAR playoffs, Cam, where it's like survive in advance? It's like, no, I'm good, I came in the top six, I'm moving on with the next group, I don't care.
Yeah,
right? Or you try to get the win?
It's survive in advance. It depends. That's a good question, because some guys, you get the win here. Okay, here's how you attack this. If your book has it, if you bet a guy to win this week, you'd be a fool not to put money on him to win the FedEx Cup. Because let's say Daniel Berger wins this week. And he's like number 40-something right now, he'll go to like six if he wins this tournament. Then he's right there at the end. The top 30 play at the Tour Championship. Odds are whoever wins the Tour Championship with 30 guys will win the FedEx Cup and the money. So take a flyer. If you like a guy who's, you know, 45-1 or whatever, you got to win him to win the FedEx Cup, right? Like, I like Adam Scott this week. I'm going to find to take a bet on him to win the FedEx Cup. So those are things that you have to do with this tournament. Good point. It's a great question, Gabe, but some guys, it will be a survive in advance. Because remember, after this week, right, it goes 125, then we go 70, then we go 30.
Okay, if you're that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so if if you're hovering and you know, God, I just got a par in, you're going to play safe golf, right, to get under the number. So you have to be very aware of your situation. They have the fonts and stuff. Your caddy's going to know. Like, you don't know, like, down to the dollar, but you know exactly, like, hey, here's the deal. I'm inside this number. But also, guys who are around 55 want to take chances to get into the top. You know what I mean? Like, if you can get into the top 30 now, you put a, take a lot of pressure off yourself, because you get a free roll at the next tournament, right? And you know the way it works, remember? With system, with one, he starts at minus 10, you know, all that stuff. Well,
so
I'll explain that stuff later.
All three. Yeah, you
exactly.
Do well on this one, you're going to play.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about
yes.
about next week, right?
You got it. Yeah, you got it.
So, that's sort of what I wanted to get at. So
yeah, it's kind of complicated, and I'll explain everything to everybody, because in the final tournament, it's an aggregate system, right? Like, one guy starts at minus 10, and it works all the way down to the guy in the 30th spot to even. But there's two ways to bet the tournament. We'll get to that at the Tour Championship. But for the Northern Trust, FanDuel's buddy Jordan Spieth, Gabe, I had to add him. Like, I did some research, and this course will totally play to him. I think he's going to be very dangerous this week. I agreed with Dubsy. I think him or DJ are the chalk that I like. Some people like Justin Thomas, but he's not in great form. So I'm going to go with Spieth. Now, all the mid-range guys, I like Daniel Berger. He was 33, bet down to 31 on FanDuel. Cantlay at 33. Adam Scott at 45. And my bombs are not as big as Babano's. I have one of the same guys, Coke Rack at 80. And Siwoo Kim is my underdog at 90-1. I can't believe I did a show with Blessing today, and Siwoo Kim's actually was in that six-man playoff where Kisner won, and the guy's 90-1. He can win it any week. He's that good. Top 20s are amazingly priced this week. DJ Gabe is only minus 105. Guys, we hit that last. Remember last week in the tournament, I say, just take DJ top 20, whatever. We hit the winner, no problem. The last time he played, he was easily inside it, and the juice was only 30 cents. This week, it's 5 cents. Then we go with Spieth. He's minus 130. All the rest pluses. Berger plus 135. Cantlay plus 155. This one's amazing. Adam Scott, Gabe, was plus 260. He's down to plus 160. And on FanDuel, he was 48-1 when I first looked. I just refreshed it. He's 35-1. Somebody smashed this guy on the FanDuel site, probably for like 500, 1,000. Who likes Adam Scott? I like him too this week. So plus 260 is now plus 160 top 20. Kokrak plus 280. Siwoo Kim plus 410, and a couple, one bomb for you, Aaron Wise at plus 600. I know a lot of guys like him, and yeah, he has the type of game to finish top 20 at 6-1, definitely worth a sprinkle. First round leaders, I like to do this. We've hit two the last couple weeks. We're going to go with Scotty Scheffler at 42-1, Harris English at 45, Johnny Vegas at 65, and Aaron Wise at 95. We're going to play four guys, probably like 20, 25 bucks on each guy, and hope to hit a home run.
Great stuff, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. I'm curious to see what Gokester's saying in our chat here. So let me throw a trivia at you. Babano, I won't put you in the hot seat here. I'm going to put Mr. Golf Cam Stewart here. But you just mentioned that you and all those golfers that you have, he is one of them. And I like him as well, and I see he's plus 170. I'm giving everything away here. He's plus 170 to be top 20. But over the last 20 rounds of golf, who has the best scores on the tour? Spieth, Rahm, and Harris English.
Yeah, he's been good. Last couple.
You're getting Harris English plus 170 to be top 20. I think those
I like
are pretty
that.
Good odds.
I know, Gabe, I might add it. Remember, I had Harris English 2 weeks ago when DeChambeau, that turkey was in the woods the whole day. Remember, that we had Harris English outright when we gave on the show. He finished second, almost T2. He almost got into the playoff there. Yeah, Harris English is the most consistent guy. He's not afraid of anybody. And the good news is he's probably not going to be playing with DeChambeau, so he'll be happy with any partner that he has other than Bryson DeChambeau this week. He got out of his rhythm. And, yeah, for a plus 20, plus 170 for top 20 for Harris English, guy's one of the hottest players in the world right now. Agreed.
Yeah, I was excited for Scott Piercy for a lot. The golf guy really liked him, 150 to 1. He's in contention all week and then folds like a cheap suit on Sunday.
Yeah, that's why those guys are 150 to 1, Babano. Like, that's they can't put four rounds together, right? They're good golfers. It's just really hard to win. That's what I tell people every week. They're like, oh, my guy gagged. Yeah, it happens, right? Like, I get pissed
Welcome
off,
to
too.
PBA but golf and
only
pressure,
one,
yeah.
Only one guy wins the damn tournament. That's why we have to play matchups in top 20s. The matchups on FanDuel, it's crazy, Gabe. It's like they listen to our show. Every guy that I like is against another guy I like. The only one I took is Berger. It's crazy. Like, every single matchup, I'm like, wow, I like this guy versus another guy. Like, I don't know how they did that. But I like Berger over DeChambeau as a dog in the matchup. I think he's plus 108.
So Ghost or six-pack. Spieth, of course, a new member of the FanDuel family, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah.
Thomas, Cantlay, Berger, Hatton, and Kokrak.
Holy jeez. Me and... Ghoster, you moving in? I got four of your six guys. You took four of my beers. Spieth, Cantlay, Berger, and Kokrak. I'll supply the coke rack. You bring the beers.
Oh. Cam's showing up.
Sorry, that was awful. Oh, yeah, sorry. The St. Louis Cardinals lost by two. You bring the coke rack.
Yeah, exactly.
God, my jokes are horrible. Anyway, that's a rough night on the diamond. Babe, Babano, you had a rough night on the diamond, too. Didn't you like Cincinnati minus 1.5? That went down the toilet.
Yeah, I like that one a little bit. Baseball's been tough the last few days. This is when I really start to get ticked off with baseball, and I say, bring football on, please. Please bring it on.
I agree.
It's the calm before the storm. We'll talk some CFL football. We got a game up, and you know what, Babano, it's good stuff, although I don't want to wrap up the golf yet. It's good stuff. We got point spreads up for the CFL, so they got it all for this stuff. So make the cut, miss the cut. Any bold predictions? Any stars not to make the cut, Cam?
That's interesting. So if I were going to look at the guys to miss the cut, I would actually look at an all or nothing type of play. You know what? I'm gonna throw one at you. Brooks Koepka, I think, is borderline. Bryson DeChambeau runs hot and cold. And Xander Schauffele, usually a top machine. He looks tired from the Olympics. I'm not playing him this week.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I might fade him in a matchup, actually, but I got to find the right one.
Bryson, plus 310, not to make the cut.
Ooh, that's very delicious.
What's the
I'm thinking
rough
about
like
it.
There, though? I don't see any trees on this course.
Yeah, it's a problem.
How much trouble is he going to get in, really?
Yeah, that's a good
More
point.
On the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Clam Chowder's on a Twitter rampage. And you better retweet him, otherwise he'll keep them coming. So he'll keep them coming. Clam Chowder's going to hang with Hainser to go to the Argos game. Spencer's going to be there. So who's who? It's a who's who. All right, we got a who's who here. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So Cam's had a bad baseball night, but he's shaking it off, Taylor Swift style. And how many golf bets do you have in right now?
21.
Ooh.
Not enough. More. Need more bets.
Listen, I'm going to throw something out here completely off subject, but I normally never care about this stuff. I didn't even comment about the Josh Allen. I think it's the stupidest stuff ever that people talk about this so much. Man, it's got 15,000 likes, too. But, you know, like the Madden ratings of players and NBA ratings?
Yeah.
But I got a problem with this because I just see right now Bulls fans are upset. The Bulls, like the Chicago Bulls themselves, say we don't agree. Zach LaVine's got an 87 rating on NBA 2K. Ben Simmons has got an 84.
That's a problem.
There's no way in hell that Ben Simmons is as good as Zach LaVine is. Like, so right then and there, you're just, why are you wasting your time with these ratings? They suck. Ben Simmons should have like a 44. I don't even know how your ratings work, but Ben Simmons ain't comparable to Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine can dunk. Ben Simmons can't. All right, so I don't want to get off topic, but it just bothered me. I saw that. I saw that, and I had to bring this up. All right, Cam, we got 30 seconds.
Yes.
On the clock. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? Final answers?
I wish. What's the question? I'll take 20 bucks.
Why did you?
Actually, yeah. Add a couple zeros.
You gotta get you on a game show. Go on Big Brother. You gotta make some money on Big Brother.
Yeah, I gotta do something. Yeah, figure out something. Yeah.
The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.